Work experience day three, and I'm in bed again because man, am I tired. It's been a really, really good day actually. The day started off by an early start again, 8 o'clock in the office. That's not through like office times or anything like that. My mum goes to work ridiculously early, so I had to be dropped off early, and the lovely people at Guide Dogs have come into the office early so that I can be dropped off, which is really kind of them. I got in and I had a chat with the he has a name that I can't, he has a title that I can't remember it, the guy in charge, until other people arrived, and I got not told off but informed that Layla does need to have a play collar with her if she's gonna run around the office because I'm stupid and I forgot. And she doesn't really use her play collar that often, I've got to say. So I've got to take that in tomorrow. Layla had great time with Darcy and Taya again, and then my supervisor arrived, and we set off to Goole, which is a local town, and there we met with the leader of a branch in Goole, a fundraising branch, which they're trying to start up there, and there aren't many people involved, so they set up a stand in the library to try and raise awareness and stuff. And so this lady who was trying to start the branch, who was a guide dog owner, and I was a guide dog owner, obviously. So it was basically sitting in a library and letting people stroke the dog, which was all right, I guess. I had the most weird experience ever. The two library assistants just kept crying on me. Like, one just got emotional because she really liked dogs, apparently, and the other was just overcome by it all. And yeah, it's quite emotional for them. So we spent a few hours there, and then after that we went to a charity headquarters called Visibility and spoke to their founder and manager, Diane, and she spoke to me about everything under the sun, really, like charity management, which is obviously what I'm interested in for my future. She spoke to me about what they do there, which I'm now really interested in, and it's the kind of thing that I would like to do when I'm older in a different kind of way. I might do a boo about that. I don't think I've done a boo about that. I'm gonna do a boo about that. Just the activities that she does, and we talked about fundraising for guide dogs and how I want to be involved and campaigning. So yeah, we spoke about a lot of stuff, and she also has a guide dog, and we're gonna try and meet up for free runs because Layla really needs a dog her own size to run around with. Oh, and this morning in the office, I found out something which really made me excited. A trainer came in, and I've not met her before, and she said that when she came in, she saw Layla and she thought, "Ooh, what's Libby doing here?" And then explained that Libby is Layla's sister, and that she trained Layla's sister, and Layla's sister lives in Hull, which is near to me, and comes into my town quite often. So yeah, that's really exciting. So now I'm just, whenever I go to Hull, I'm gonna be like asking people to keep an eye out for a dog that looks pretty much the same as my dog. So that's really awesomely exciting. I've got some exciting news as well, but I'm gonna devote a boo to it when I find the right words to say it, and I've got like sleep. So tired. I came home from work experience and went straight to bed, and I'm trying to work out what it is. And I think it's the travelling, because yesterday we didn't go anywhere, it was a day in the office, and I was fine in the evening. Monday we went to Lincolnshire, and today we did a lot of car travel as well, so it's hard living in the middle of nowhere. You need to get the car everywhere. Like, everything involves so much travelling, it's untrue. Aye, aye, aye. And I've also realised I really do like work. I know that this isn't a real representation of what work would be like in my future, but I really do enjoy it. Yeah. I really want to get education over with quicker. Oh, and as my work experience project, I really need to ask you a favour. For you that are on Facebook, you can really, really, really help me out here. I created a page which is called I Am In Favour Of... What was it? I Am In Favour Of The Guide Dogs Dog Attacks Campaign. I think that's what it's called. And I set myself a target when I set it up on yesterday night, I think. Yeah, yesterday night. That I would get 10 likes by the end of the week. And it's kind of gone a bit crazy. I'm near 90 now. And I now really can't stop until I get 100. Because to Declicate? To times my target by 10 would be really amazing. So please, 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 can you like and share that page? Please. I'm begging you, please. And just again, the page is called I'm In Favour Of The Guide Dogs Dog Attacks Campaign. So, another great day. See you later. Bye.